Once again, the theme of the readings that we have today on this Saturday of the first week of Advent have to do with healing and restoration. And once again, we see this rhythm of promise and restoration, which is itself a prophecy of a complete restoration, when there will be no more tears, no more sickness, no more, and we will all be with God, those of us who have accepted the invitation, forever. And so we have this prophecy. This is from Isaiah 30. You see, O people of Zion, see, thus says the Lord. This is a promise from the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. O people of Zion, who dwell in Jerusalem, no more will you weep. He will be gracious to you when you cry out. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. The Lord will give you the bread you need and the water for which you thirst. Not just physical bread and physical water. That's wisdom, right? It's a theme in Scripture that bread and water are wisdom. He fed him with the bread of wisdom and so forth in the book of wisdom. No longer will your teacher hide himself. And now the theme of wisdom is obvious. Huh? But with your own eyes you shall see your teacher. While from behind a voice shall sound in your ears, this is the way, walk in it. When you return to the right or to the left. What a blessing to know which way to walk. How many people right around here, right now, are trying to say to themselves, what are we supposed to be doing? What we're doing isn't working. We're not happy. The kids are all in turmoil. The money situation is going crazy. What are we supposed to do? What is the meaning of this life we've got? You see, the promise is that the teacher will help them. And he'll help them through us. He will give rain and so forth. And this is a prediction of abundance. Huh? Imagine feeding oxen and asses who, you know, pull the plows and so forth on silage. The best. It's, you know, and by the pitchfork. I mean, that's quite abundant. And then the gospel, we have first our Lord. See, he's going around in the synagogues proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, the good news of God's reign. The kingdom isn't like a place, like the kingdom of Monaco or something. This is the reign of God. He's going to take care of you. He's going to come. He's going to free you from your sins and open up the way to eternal life. And curing every disease and illness. Can you imagine the size of the crowds? You know, when I was in India years ago preaching, there's no insurance, there's no doctors, there's no money. If Jesus doesn't heal these people, they're never going to get healed. For the vast, vast number of people in India, the poor, there's nothing. And we prayed over people and they got healed in such numbers. I've told you before about that. I was amazed. And they said to me, how come you're so amazed? You told us this was going to happen. I said, yeah, but I never expected this. You know? The mercy of Jesus. They knew that the kingdom was at hand. Now, there were many Muslims and Hindus as well as Christians in those crowds, you see. Maybe in God's plan, you see, it takes 150 little pushes to get somebody to come to believe in Jesus and receive salvation, and even in this life, feed on his body and blood. Maybe it takes 150. And that day, maybe there were 12 in the number needed. My father just got healed, or whatever. You see what I mean? Then he summoned his 12 disciples, gave them authority. First, over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The same thing that Jesus was doing. Right? He sent out these 12, instructing them thus, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then, cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. That's an injunction. Now, we can picture the disciples walking from town to town, as they did, eating whatever people set before them, telling everybody about the kingdom of God, that Jesus, the very Son of God, had come among us and died and been raised by the Father, and is now in glory, his whole humanity divinized. And he's poured out the Holy Spirit. And then, driving out demons, curing the sick, cleansing lepers, you see? Raising the dead. Now, are you going to walk out now onto Montgomery Village Avenue and start raising the dead or curing the sick? Be great. But another way to do that is to just have the wit and the guts to do what is in front of your face. Suppose you know somebody really sick. Just go and pray over them. Well, I'm not a charismatic. Hey, you'll be one the minute you heal somebody. You know, just do this. And do it in a simple way. Do you understand? We are being called in this time of crisis, which is coming upon us, to be the love and the compassion of Jesus Christ to this world. We're looking for the struggle, and it'll probably be there. People may go to jail. But we are called, don't worry about that. See, tell everybody about me. And in a quiet way, just raise the dead, heal the sick, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Just do it. Well, I don't know if I have the gift. I remember Father Ed McDonough had a big conference for priests out there in Steubenville. I don't know if you know him. He has an enormous healing gift, you know. I mean, like, enormous. And he said, well, now, you know, some of you guys are wondering whether you've got a big healing ministry or a little healing ministry. He said, it's really simple. Just pray over people. If a lot of them get healed, you have a big healing ministry. Only a few get healed, you have a little healing ministry. That is simple. But you stand there waiting to find out, you're never going to know. But I think what portrays this for us, you see, is the image in our mind. Walking down the streets of Galilee and the roads of Galilee. We don't have Galilee. We don't have that. But we've got grocery stores. We've got Christmas parties. We've got people in our own family. And just pray. You say, would it be okay if I prayed over you? If I asked Jesus to heal you? That's all you got to do. And just put your hand on them and say, Lord Jesus, just heal them. You want to know the fastest healer on the globe is Bridge McKenna. You can go to her with cancer from head to toe, and she'll just put her hand on you and say, oh, Jesus, please heal this person. Bingo. That's all she does. Now, she has, of course, an enormous healing gift, and has had it now for 40 years, maybe 30-something years. I remember when my back was out, I couldn't walk. I could only stand for 30 seconds. I was up in New Hampshire. And we were talking. I had to cancel out of going to Ireland to preach that August. I can't walk. And so she prayed. And she said, oh, Lord, just please heal Father Francis of this back. And I was healed. And so I went. I was supposed to have one of those epidurals. I went and got it anyway, just insurance, I guess. But It's not a big deal. Surely in your own family. Well, my uncle doesn't believe. If he hurts enough, he'll take the prayer, whether he believes or not. And if you believe, you can, the Lord will heal him right through you, right there. Then he'll believe. I remember once we were praying over people at the prayer meeting, after the prayer meeting, years and years ago. I think we didn't even have his building. I think we were over there at John Neumann at the time. And this man came up with cancer. His son had brought him. The man was practicing más o menos. And the guy, the son wasn't practicing in ninguna manera. And so I prayed over him. And I just said, I prayed a little bit. The guy was totally healed. And the son came back to the Lord. You see, you don't have to get all scrunched up. Just say, Lord, don't look at my faith. I hardly have any. Just look at this poor sick man and pray for him and heal him. We have to show these signs now. We had a whole charism school last summer. Yeah? We have to show these signs now. The mercy and the compassion of Jesus Christ to strengthen the believers and all those that are excited on the fringe. That's the Lord's plan.